come with me to my daughter's 9-month pediatrician appointment. I am making a coffee. I just finished getting ready. Her appointment's at 8:30, but we gotta be there at 8:15, and it's currently 8 o'clock, so we gotta go. Luckily, it's like down the road. Finish making my coffee, and then we're gonna go.
Yes. 9-month physical. Any questions, any concerns?
We just got done with the appointment. Baby girl is doing absolutely amazing. She's hitting all of her milestones. She's doing everything that she's supposed to be doing. She's crawling, she's standing, she's talking, she's waving. She's literally doing everything, nothing that they're concerned about. And let's just go over what we did at the appointment. So we did the weight. Literally couldn't even see the weight because she just, as soon as she hit the table, she was just like crying because she's just so tired because she woke up so early today. And she's not really the fan of the doctors, like seeing their face, she knows where she's at. So anyways, we did the weight, we did her height, we did her head circumference, everything looked amazing, everything was right on point where it should be. And we also went over just like everything else. So she said once she's a year, then obviously she's going to be just strictly solids pretty much. If I want to introduce milk, then I can. If I want to continue breastfeeding, which I am going to be doing, I'm just going to keep continue breastfeeding as long as I possibly can. She said you can either stop or implement both milk and breast milk, just totally up to you. But that's what I'm going to just keep doing. I'm just going to keep doing, you know, breast milk. And they also said if I wanted to give her a flu shot, I declined. I'm not doing flu shots and I'm not doing COVID shots. That's just me. And that's pretty much all. The only thing that I was concerned about, not really concerned, but she has been waking, she hasn't really slept through the night fully, like not waking up at all, in a very long time. And I think it's because of her teething. She has 6 teeth, like literally 6 teeth. Her 6th tooth, which is like her front one, is currently popping through her gums right now, which she does not handle teething really well. I do give her, you know, Genexa and some teething stuff. I also just got a new teething thing that I'm going to try out, and I really hope it works because it's very natural, very, very natural, and I heard it helps really well. So we're going to try that out. But yeah, she wakes up during the middle of the night, like, screaming. Like, she'll be asleep, and then the first thing she does is scream. And it takes, like, a second to calm her down. But, yeah, that's pretty much all that I was, like, kind of asking was, like, she's been pulling on her ear. I don't know if it's because of the teething. Probably is. But she doesn't have an ear infection. She hasn't had any fevers. Nothing's wrong with her bowels. Everything's totally fine. But yeah, the next appointment is not until she's a year old, and it's gonna be so soon. But that's pretty much all that went over the 9-month visit. It was just kind of like a checkup, I guess. So that's pretty much all. So yeah.